You're listening to WRS. It's The Breakfast Show. We're finding out about scouting this morning. Now, I was a brownie. I don't know if I should actually raise that. I was briefly a guide. I was never a scout. So I'm here coming into this very naively. I am joined by two pros. They are scouts, Tom and Bella. First of all, Tom and Bella, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hi, Kat.
Welcome, welcome. So tell me, I want to find out about scouts overall. The impression that I have about scouts is that you go off, you build campfires, you know how to tie a knot. What else do I need to know about being a scout?
Well, I think that scouting isn't just always about, you know, building campfires and tying knots. One of the biggest aspects of scouting, I would say, is building friendships along the way. It's a bit cliche, but when you're with people for so long and you just build this kind of unique friendship with your entire troop together, it's something different than, you know, when you would have normal friends, because you spend lots of nights together, you do challenges together, you know, you would boat across a whole lake together. It's a lot of challenges that you overcome with these friends. That's a really big aspect of scouting.
Tom, how long have you been in the Scouts?
I have been a Cub Scout for a while, but I've been a Boy Scout for about 2 years now.
Okay. And if I was to say to you, what is your favorite thing about being in the Scouts, or your favorite memory? I mean, I hear that the favorite thing is the friendship, but what's your favorite memory then?
My favorite memory would probably be when we went on the Ardèche trip. It was super fun, you know, canoeing across, you know, these lakes. I mean, you would camp at one spot, and then the next morning you would canoe across to this other part, and then you would set up camp there.
Nice.
And then you would circle back to the beginning, and then you would just leave.
Okay, but you do know how to build a campfire and tie some knots as well.
I do know
right?
how to build a campfire and tie knots as well, yeah.
Just checking in.
It's a big part.
The badges do shine. I can see. I will just say, for anyone who's not in the studio, we've got the full outfits on. Bella, I would like to hear the same from you. What is your favorite part about being in the Scouts? What do you enjoy the most?
I think my favorite part has to be, as well, the community that you build around. And I've always considered it very much as a family, because I joined around COVID time. So it's really when I couldn't see my family, I had these people who weren't quite people from school, but they were people that we could really be around, and we had similar reasons why we were there. We wanted to be outside, we wanted to build a new community, we wanted to meet new people.
Okay. Troop 77, who does this encompass? This is very Geneva-based, right?
Yeah, so I think Troop 77 is anyone, it could be anyone that you want, but because it's the Boy Scouts of America, it's split with the girls' troop and the boys' troop, but Troop 77 doesn't, we follow the guidelines, but we don't really, really listen to that, and we have our troop meetings together, we have lots of, you know, camps together, so it's open to anyone who wants to join.
So are the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts still split?
Technically, BSA has allowed girls to join ever since 2020,
right.
So I was the first girl to join Troop 77, and it really was, okay, you're coming in, you build a troop with the people that are there. It happened to be me and one other girl, so it really was, okay, you're patrol leader, you can be assistant patrol leader. It was as simple as that. We were two people for quite a while, but over time we've really got loads of girls now who are there, who are with the boys. Our current SPL, so senior patrol leader, so she's there. Top dog of scouts in some way, of our troop in any case, and she is currently the leader. We have elections coming up on Tuesday, so that may change, but it's currently being run by a girl.
Okay, I just want to understand a little, because we both got different badges. It's a star badge, and I can't quite tell. This is like I asked before we started on air about different levels in the scout, because there is still sort of some kind of hierarchy that you've just sort of mentioned. Can I understand a little bit more about the two levels that you both are at, and explain what these badges have on them for me?
So my badge is the Tenderfoot badge. I'm actually not entirely sure what perks that gives me. But
you should find this out, Tom.
I probably should find this out. But it does give me the opportunity to you know, be a leader and a leader role. I think when you just join the troop, you aren't a rank, you're not anything. And then once you complete a few requirements, you get to be a scout. And then afterwards, tenderfoot and the other ranks. But getting a rank just means that you've shown people that you've achieved and completed requirements. Mm. So you know how to do things, you know how to tie knots and build a campfire.
Thank you. And you're a star. So this is this, where does this fall in? What does this mean?
So the rankings basically go, from my way of seeing it, is that scout and tenderfoot you should get near the beginning so that you can really have the bases. And you just know how to build a fire, you know a couple knots, you can do a bit of first aid, but not too much. Then you have second class and first class, which is then when you start getting a bit more first aid skill, you start learning some life-saving skills, and you start needing to have a position in the troop.
Mm.
You need to start having a role and be help the troop function, because our troop is completely run by the scouts.
Okay.
So it's really important that you have strong leaders, not necessarily strong in the sense of know how to lead, but that they can feel confident enough to give it a shot. Then you have star that comes along, which is the first one where you need to start earning merit badges for Eagle. So you start working towards this higher goal. And then you have the same similar thing with life, and then finally Eagle.
Okay. If anyone is out there thinking, I'd like to find out a little bit more about this and know whether it's right for me, know whether I could commit to doing this. It's every other week, I think, you meet. Where do you meet?
We meet at CDL, so Collège du Léman.
Okay. And if people are thinking, I want to find out more, you have an open evening very handily tomorrow. So where is this being held and what times?
This is being held at, sorry, I'm just trying to pull it up so that I don't mess this up. It's being pulled at the Salle Communale of Chambézy, mm-hmm. from 5:30 until 9, but you don't necessarily have to come for all that time. If you can't, you can come around 5:30, see if you enjoy it or not. There should also be PAC 130, so if you aren't the ages from 11 to 18 and you're younger than this, there is a pack which is for the younger scouts.
Oh, great. So you can pop along tomorrow, 5:30 till 9. We'll put that detail as well up on our website. And if anyone would like any more info too, you have a website and a Facebook page.
We do, which is troop77.org, or if you're more interested in Facebook, troop77. Sorry, messed that up. The website is troop77geneva.org and the Facebook page is troop77gva.
Okay, wonderful. Tom and Bella, thanks so much for coming in and telling me all about the Scouts. Have a great time tomorrow. I wish you every success as you share the word about the Scouts. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. 2, 3, 4. Ooh.